Yeah. Hey, hi.
What the hell?
Hey, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. How you doing, everybody? Hey, it is Monday morning, which means my dad will be calling in to tell a jokey time. And that'll be the last joke of 2016, and we'll get a fresh start at the beginning of January 2017 with my dad's jokes. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Talk or text. You can check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected, though, is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. We're going to have another battle of the pop-up video. So we've got to get the alley cats ready. And Dave Ennett and his feline posse.
I think the cats sense it.
They do.
Their little ear hairs are tingling.
Yeah. And it's also very cold out right now. So the alley cats are probably, you know, looking to get warmed up. So anyway, so that'll be happening a little bit later on. And then I'm off for a couple of weeks for the holidays. I hope everybody has a fantastic Christmas, a great Hanukkah, and a lovely, healthy, happy new year. And I hope 2017 is a great year for everybody. And we're going to have a good time. So anyway, so filling in for me while I'm gone, Dan, Matt Bubala tomorrow and Wednesday.
That is correct. And then Mr. Mark Carmen, and then Esmeralda and John.
And then John and Esmeralda will be filling in on Friday morning. Yay! Do we know who's filling in the following week? When I'm...
I know Elton Jim Toronto is in on the Monday morning, and then in terms of rest of the week here...
That would be the 26th.
Yes. Looks like Elton Jim's actually got the first 3 days of the week, and then Dan Neal has the final two.
Okay. All right. And Esmeralda, you will be here the whole time, and you will be hosting on Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and next week I'll be hosting for Patty Thursday night.
Thursday night.
I think.
It'll be you and John filling in for Patty.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. Make sure you stay tuned, and then I'll be back live on Monday morning, January 2nd, and we'll start the year off with new movie reviews and my dad's joke. And then the following week on the 9th, we just had Colin and Eric in here. We're going to get them back down into the studio, and we will do our year-end show with the best, the worst, and everything in between as far as the movie year for 2016 goes. So I'm going to reveal my number one movie at that time, which is La La Land. Something, you know, just cut the suspense right now. Yeah, Esmeralda, you got to see La La Land.
It looks very pretty.
Oh, my God. I've seen it 4 times. Good Lord. All right. Hey, let's talk a couple of quick Christmassy topics here before we do battle in the pop-up video Thunderdome. Or as Tina Turner says, Thunderdome! Two men enter, one man leave. The Thunderdome! So this is from Wonderwall. It's our favorite holiday TV movies and TV episodes ranked. Now, you know, every TV show has a Christmas episode, you know, and if a show is on 5-6 seasons, they usually have 5-6 Christmas episodes. And so there's always that. Do you have a Christmas episode from a TV show that you immediately think of, Esmeralda?
Ooh.
No?
Not really.
How about you, Dan? Is there a Christmas episode of...
You know, our colleague Craig Collins has a podcast called You've Been Binged, and he had me and Pete Zimmerman on last year to talk about some of our favorites. And the one I always go back to, there's two West Wings. But in particular, there's one involving Bradley Cooper as he's overcoming PTSD after he was shot. That set at a Christmas time, and it's just a very haunting, beautiful meditation on, you know, the holiday and what it can mean in a sad sense, but also like in a hopeful sense. If you can kind of find the right people, and once you realize that the right people are around you, you know how reassuring and wonderful and what it's all supposed to be.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's the West Wing, and well, here's what they have here for Wonderwall. The Office episode Christmas Party. Who doesn't love a good office Christmas party? In 2005, NBC's The Office had fun where one boss, where Michael Scott broke corporate policy to buy alcohol for his staff. If I'm not mistaken, at one point, I think Steve Carell is dressed as Santa in that episode. Yeah. You know, when that show first came on, I was so anti-office because the British version is so brilliant. And I love the British version so much, and I love Ricky Gervais so much. And I saw the very first episode of the American version, and it was like a carbon copy of the first episode of the British version. So I was like, well, this is going to suck. But it turns out I was wrong, because the American version of The Office is great. Great in an entirely different way, and they went down a completely different road with it. And there's only total of 13 episodes total of the British version of The Office. And that includes the Christmas special. How about The Simpsons? They was titled "I Won't Be Home for Christmas." Now there's a bunch of they had many Christmas episodes. I wonder why they're picking this one. Marge Simpson wants Homer to leave work on time so he can celebrate Christmas with the family. But after a series of unfortunate events, Homer doesn't make it home on time. But throughout the night, he gains a better understanding of how Christmas without his family just isn't Christmas at all. Why don't I remember that? Do you remember that one, Dan?
No, it must be one of the newer.
It's got to be a newer one, right? Esmeralda, do you know that one?
No, I'm trying to think. No.
That has to be a more recent episode because I, you know, like many people, I haven't watched, a new episode of The Simpsons in a very, very long time. The last one I watched was this past season's Treehouse of Terror because they brought Frank Grimes back. They said they were going to bring Grimey back. And they did, and it was 2 seconds long, and it was in the intro. And I was so angry. But I actually watched the entire... It was a really good episode. Let's see. 30 Rock, the episode Ludachristmas. When Tina Fey's character Liz Lemon brought Alec Baldwin's character Jack Donaghy to meet her family on Christmas, he soon realized that they weren't as perfect as he thought. The Lemons, played by Anita Gillette, Buck Henry, and Andy Richter, arguing on Christmas was a little too real. I remember that. That was good. All right. How about Seinfeld? The episode is called The Strike. This, of course, is the Festivus episode. It's the Festivus for the rest of us. On Seinfeld episode titled The Strike, Frank Costanza invented a holiday, Festivus. The holiday is one that is all-inclusive and celebrated on December 23rd when Kramer, played by Michael Richards, does not get time off to celebrate the holiday. He goes on strike. No bagel, no bagel, no bagel, no bagel, no bagel. That was when he's standing outside the bagel shop. Hey, by the way, our old buddy Jimmy DeCastro stopped by the office Christmas party on Friday, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Always great to see our old boss, Jimmy DeCastro, who I love. He was wearing a bad Christmas sweater, as were many people. At the holiday, including myself, I had a terrible Christmas sweater with the Hawks logo on it. His was a Festivus.
He was wearing a
Festivus, bad Christmas Festivus t-shirt or sweater with his, it had the pole. It had the Festivus pole on it, and it said feats of strength and all kinds of other stuff. It was fantastic. So. All right, we're going to break here. We come back, we'll talk more about the Christmas episodes of TV. And if you've got a memorable one or some of your favorite Christmas episodes, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And after 4:30, Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head for the final pop-up video of 2016. There we go. Morning, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran at 6, and I will be taking a couple of weeks off for the holidays, and I hope everybody has a great holiday, and we'll see you back here. I'll be live on January 2nd back in the studio. So there you go. My dad will be calling in to tell a jokey time. We have a Blackhawks Express from last night's game. Great weekend for the Hawks. They are playing phenomenal hockey. Some really exciting stuff from the Hawks this weekend. So five in a row. They've won five in a row. And we've got that coming up. And, of course, the latest pop-up video challenge between Esmeralda and myself. And we'll the Dave Ennett and his army of cats will be ready to squeal. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are talking about great Christmas episodes of television. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Before that, let's get to Jasmine, who's on the line. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, since it's your last night before, until after New Year's,
yeah.
I wanted to wish everyone in the studio a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and the best part of the entire year, the Cubs winning the World Series.
That's right. All right, Jasmine, thank you for that. You have a great Christmas
and stay,
as well, okay?
Stay warm.
Stay warm. Okay, see you, Jasmine.
Bye.
Bye. She's sweet. Yeah. Okay. Is that my phone? Yeah, I think it was my phone. Okay. It's on vibrate. All right, so here's the next one. Scrubs. Did you watch Scrubs, Esmeralda?
I did, but I never watched it when it was on NBC or whatever.
It was NBC, yeah.
I would always watch it after the fact because Comedy Central would play it nonstop.
Right. It's a funny show. I was a big fan of Scrubs. I watched it all the time. And the episode was My Own Personal Jesus. Faith was restored on Scrubs in My Own Personal Jesus episode. A Christmas miracle happened when Zach Braff's character JD saw a patient wake up from a coma just as he was about to deliver some really bad news to the patient's family. Oh, I remember that episode. I remember that. That was a good episode. That was good. Yeah, I thought Scrubs was a good show.
That made me cry way too much.
You know, they would go all over the place on that show. They really would. You a fan or anti-fan of Garden State?
I don't really. I saw it once.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay, because there's a real divisive movie. A lot of people just want to punch Zach Braff in the mouth and can't stand that movie.
Right. I like the character mm-hmm. Zach Braff plays in Scrubs. He himself, eh.
Yeah. I really liked Garden State. I actually thought it was pretty great. Dan, you liked Garden State, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I think over time it's kind of lost a little bit of its luster, but, you know, for what it was, I appreciate it.
And it really, I think, captured a time pretty perfectly.
Right.
You know, that was, what was it, 2004 that movie came out.
Right.
And it really, and I mean, with the soundtrack and everything, that the soundtrack really took off and a lot of emo hipsters were listening to it. And it really annoyed a lot of people. I really liked it. It's one of Eric's favorite movies of all time, Eric Childress. It was funny, the year that movie came out, you know, we were talking earlier about Star Wars when Eric and Colin were in here, and Eric and I are 10 years apart. I'm 10 years older than Eric. And we talked about, when we were talking about Star Wars, how that age difference really impacts how I felt about Star Wars and how Colin and Eric felt about Star Wars because they were a lot younger and they had the toys and stuff. In 2004, when Garden State came out, it also put a spotlight on the age difference between Eric and I, because Eric's number one movie that year was Garden State, and said he totally and completely identified with the characters, you know, and their plight, and, you know, their similar ages and all that stuff. And my number one movie of 2004 was a movie that I identified with, and the character, the main character, and it was Sideways. So it was like, that was like, there's a movie, the movie that I loved was about a middle-aged dude, and then the movie that Eric loved was about a guy in his early 30s struggling. So, anyway. All right, how about the Charlie Brown Christmas? That's not really an episode of TV. It's a special. I always found the Charlie Brown Christmas to be kind of depressing. Well, I mean, a lot of the Peanuts stuff is depressing. When you need some holiday cheer, A Charlie Brown Christmas is the animated film to watch. Charlie Brown in the Yuletide Blues, and he picked out the sad tree, but the true meaning of Christmas was not lost in the Charlie Brown Christmas. All right. Now, the episode of the show that I created, everybody, Friends. Let's see if you guys remember this episode. I'm assuming you do. The title is The One with the Holiday Armadillo. Anybody remember that?
I do.
You remember it?
I do.
Jog my memory.
It says Ross tried to introduce son Ben to Hanukkah while still embracing Christmas. It's too late to rent a Santa suit, so Ross gets stuck in an armadillo costume, leading him to invent Santa's friend, the Holiday Armadillo. His buddy Chandler later shows up wearing a Santa suit, stealing some of Ross's thunder. So did they just put Schwimmer in ridiculous costumes, like, every episode?
No, I think this was, like, the first of that path, though.
Yeah, because he's putting leather pants on, and
right,
they just dress up Schwimmer like a dork. And then, so you remember this episode. Was it a good episode?
It was fine, you know.
Yeah.
It was during the better seasons, so.
Okay. How many kids did Ross have? He had a son with a previous wife, right?
Right. He had two.
Right.
Didn't he have one with Jennifer Aniston, too?
Yes.
Oh. All right. I didn't okay that in the script.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, we forgot to mention, you know who was in Garden State?
I was going to ask. I was like, I can't remember for sure if he's in here, so I didn't want to flub. But then I'm like, he's in there. And I bet a big reason why Nick loves Garden State is because of this very man.
You know, Ron Liebman's in it. So, I mean, that's it. Kaz. That gets a really a lot of points for me. You put Ron Liebman in something, and I'm all over it. Was Ron Liebman in the episode with the Holiday Armadillo?
I do not believe he was.
Oh. Okay, and then the OC. Did you ever watch the OC, Esmeralda?
I did not.
Neither did I, and I started watching it, which should be something I watch, considering, you know, my history with that kind of stuff. I just could never get into it.
Yeah, I was roommates with a girl who was way into it.
Yeah.
She's very much into it. I couldn't do it.
The Chrismukka that almost wasn't. The OC taught us the importance of blending holiday traditions. Adam Brody's character Seth Cohen, who has a Jewish father and a Christian mother, almost canceled the traditional Chrismukka party due to drama. Thankfully, the issues were resolved and the party went on with eggnog, latkes, and a Chrismukka hymn. See, I like Adam Brody because he was on Gilmore Girls. He was good on Gilmore Girls. Dan, did you watch The OC ever?
No, I was just out of the grasp. Like, I was kind of done with that type of stuff at that time. I was a little too old for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I never really got into it. And I tried, though, because it was, like, aimed at teenagers. And it was on the CW, wasn't it on? No.
Fox.
Fox, right. Okay. Figured I'd try, because I had a strong track record with liking that kind of stuff. I did get into Gilmore. Gilmore Girls had a couple of good Christmas episodes. A couple of really good, not Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl.
Now, wait, did you watch any of the other CW shows? The Vampire Diaries?
No. I couldn't get into the Vampire Diaries. As far as CW, what do you mean? What other ones?
Well, and you just answered my question when you said Gossip Girl. I forgot.
Oh, my God. I was all over Gossip Girl. Are you kidding me? Gossip Girl rules. Chuck Bass is the king of the universe. So I watched Gossip Girl.
Have you watched that one where it's like the Queen of England or something?
Oh, no. I didn't watch. Rain?
Yeah.
No. I heard it was good, though.
I tried watching it.
Yeah?
I would never know when to catch it, though.
Yeah.
So I kind of stopped.
Yeah, I thought it was, I heard it was good. I just never got into it. I never was able to watch it. So, okay, well, there you go. There's some of your famous Christmas episodes of TV shows. Check that out. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, the epic battle continues between Esmeralda and I with our pop-up video quiz. And Skip Skipley will come out of retirement again. Skip Skipley is on his way. So, all right, news is next.